Welcome to Tasting Tuesdays here on the Midday Show. Sponsored by Willow Pond Sheep Farm in Gardner, New York, the area's only sheep dairy selling sheep milk and sheep yogurt. Summer market dates available at willowpondsheep.com. By Taste New York at Todd Hill on the Taconic Parkway. Discover a wide array of products sourced regionally in the heart of the Hudson Valley, just 10 miles north of I-84. And the Shawangunk Wine Trail. 14 wineries, cideries, and distilleries offering events, tours, and tastings. Find out more at gunkswine.com. And what a great pleasure it is to welcome back Mary Uter to the Tasting Tuesdays for a second visit. After 13 years as a cardiac ICU nurse, Mary left the medical system to become a holistic heart specialist. She founded a holistic cardiac wellness program, which you can find at hearttosoulcw.com. Where her clients get real results like I got only a couple of months back when she was last on. I got all my results and I couldn't have gotten any better news. Anyway, Mary, let's just jump in here. Thanks for joining me again.
Hey, Adam, always a pleasure. You know, I love talking about health and helping people get healthy, and there's no better place than KZE. So here I am.
Very good. Okay, Mary, so what are we talking about today?
Well, Adam, I brought you a little treat. I brought you some homemade pickles. Yeah, I made them yesterday, so they're not going to be ready until tomorrow. But I wanted to bring them to talk about some tactical strategies for nutrition. And why are we starting with pickles?
They're fermented.
They are fermented.
And they're probiotic?
That's right, they're probiotic. So this is great for building the good gut bacteria. And a lot of times people have their guts are messed up because of stress. And stress just doesn't mean you're stressed at your job, you're stressed with your partner or your kids. It can mean all the environmental toxins that our body is subject to. And never in the time of human history have we been subjected to so many external stressors, such as the time changing. That never happened before, but our circadian rhythms are messed up when we have the time change. Many people have heart attacks. Also,
I had no idea.
Yeah. And poisons. Yeah. That's right behind Christmas Day, which is the most heart attacks, are the time changes.
Wow.
Yeah. Crazy. So we're starting with pickles so that we can talk about how to get our gut back into homeostasis or its healthy, steady state. And fight all these stressors, because if you have a gut that's not working, you can eat all the best foods in the world, like I just had this great salad. But if your gut's not working right, you won't absorb that nutrition. You'll feel really tired, lethargic, brain fog, have GI symptoms. So there's a whole host of reasons why probiotics are so important. And it's not just pickles, it's anything fermented like kombucha, yogurt, sauerkraut, anything yes. You want to pickle yourself, actually, carrots.
Right, pickling at home is not that hard to do, and there's so much information out there. Anybody can pickle at home, no matter where you live.
Yeah, exactly. It's so fun and it's fast. It doesn't take time. Yeah,
right.
It's great.
And the benefits, as you already mentioned, are so positive.
Yeah. The reason why I introduced the pickles, though, those are the probiotics. So you've got all these good bugs you've built in from all this fermented stuff, right? What are you going to feed them? They're like a pet. You have this new pet, all these new bugs, and you have to feed them something. So you feed them prebiotics. And what is prebiotics? Fiber. So what I brought was, and I figured you'd already had lunch.
Nope.
You didn't have lunch?
No. I had breakfast today. We had some great sourdough, like a whole grain sourdough with some cheese.
Ooh. So right there is another good point. If you're going to have bread or toast or something in the morning or anytime, sourdough is your person. That is your bread.
Oh, okay. It was just so happened that's what we had, you know. But I don't eat a lot of other types of bread, to be honest.
Yeah, well, that was really great. We're going to feed those good bugs now.
All right.
Okay, so what I did bring for you to have now, hoping you'd already had lunch, so this will be a precursor, is I have a little platter here, and I split some dates down the middle, and I tucked Brazil nuts and dark chocolate inside these dates. Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
You go ahead and chomp a second, and I'll talk about why they're so good. So the dates are full of fiber,
Right.
And they're also, if you want to fight diseases this winter, antimicrobial, antifungal, antibacterial, antiparasitic. Dates for the win. Mm-hmm. I call this nature's candy bar, nature's Snickers, because it's got the dates, which are fiber, which is going to feed those bugs. It's also helping with lowering cholesterol because it is helping to move your bowels along a little bit. And then you have the Brazil nut in there. And the Brazil nut is awesome because it's got protein, fiber, selenium, which is excellent for your thyroid, magnesium, potassium, calcium, zinc, and iron. So the selenium is great for people with hypothyroid.
That's what I have. You remember that, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm here for you.
You are.
This is Nurse Mary without the lights and sirens.
Thank you, Mary.
Just the dates. And so we've got magnesium, potassium. Those are so good. They're so good for the heart. Our heart loves potassium. So having dates every day or a banana every day or Brazil nuts every day, which I do, is excellent. It's good thyroid protection. And the magnesium, a couple of things here have magnesium in this little dessert. Magnesium is one of the minerals that our body is deficient in, and it's responsible for over 300 processes in our body. And magnesium is also very important in blood pressure control. So if you're low on magnesium and you supplement with magnesium many times, that's all that's needed.
Yeah, my partner does have a supplement for magnesium.
Perfect. Magnesium glycinate I love for at night to help you go to sleep. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that is the Brazil nut.
Delicious.
And then chocolate, dark chocolate, at least 70%, and that's what we're rocking here is 70% dark chocolate, organic. And what that has is antioxidants in it, and it also has magnesium in it. And this little dish, I have a client who was diabetic. He was teed up for open heart surgery. He was on 16 medications a day.
These How many?
16. And this is one of the,
How do you get to that point though, Mary,
of
where you're on 16 medications? Is that just not taking care of oneself, or is that genetic? What are we looking at?
He had a go-go-go lifestyle. He had to be on the run a lot. He had high stress in his job. So he had a couple of things that were genetic, but he had insulin resistance, which led to diabetes, which leads to cardiac disease.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'm happy to say that appointment for open heart got canceled. He reversed his heart disease, reversed his diabetes.
What?
And he loves this dessert. He has this every day. And it's a low glycemic index, so it's great for diabetics. So this is, you feel like you're cheating, you're having a really nice dessert. It's full of nutrients, and that's what we use for tactical strategies for nutrition in my program. My clients don't diet. I don't put them on diets because that's running away from something. It's so punitive. Instead, we look at this, how can we nourish our body today? And you did. You just did.
I love it. People should check out, if you want a session, a consultation with Mary Uter, visit speakwithmary.com. And also for more about, Mary's written a book called Heart to Soul Cardiac Wellness, which you can find out more about and certainly purchase through hearttosoulcw.com. Do you have anything else?
Yes, I have a 9-week program where I help people to literally change their life and change their lifestyle by stacking on little habits each week so that by the end of the program, you have a new way of living and you're feeling good. And in that program, we have twice a month calls. So we all circle up and everybody knows each other. And it's really, really, I will send you an invite to come if you want to drop in.
You.
Yeah, you could be a drop in. Mm-hmm. Don't be a dropout. You could be a drop-in. Yeah, yeah. But thank you, Adam. This has been so fun, as always.
Oh, my gosh, my pleasure. Thank you, Mary. We'll do it. Of course, we'll do it again when we have another topic that must be discussed. And I look forward to having you back here as soon as possible.
Sounds great.
All righty.
All right.
All right. Well, this has been Tasting Tuesdays here on the Midday Show. 98.1 KZE.